El trío neoyorquino Fuckers está listo para presentar su EP debut. Baggies es el título del material que entregan este 6 de septiembre a través del sello Technicolor, que es parte de la familia Ninja Tune, antecedido de grandes sencillos, de espectaculares directos, de grandes reseñas de medios de comunicación a nivel mundial. Tenemos el gusto de conectar hoy en esta videollamada con Shani Wise, integrante del trío Fuckers. Hola, Shani.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Speak Spanish?
Poquito, poquito.
but you prefer to do this interview in English, I guess.
Sure.
Whatever you want. If we do it in Spanish, it would be great.
Okay, I will try.
Okay. Let's start in English so we can have a better guide, because I really, really excited about this interview because I read so much about you guys. I have listened to your amazing singles and looking forward to listening to your EP. It's been a crazy couple of years, right?
Very crazy.
You have a lot of gigs. You have a great South by Southwest. A lot of media saw you there, but it was tired, right? A lot of gigs in a week.
Yeah, we were in Mexico before South by Southwest. We played at Bar Oriente, and then we went to South by Southwest. We went to Australia, Japan, UK, London. It was a lot of traveling.
I know. It's part of the music industry nowadays, right? That a new band can travel a lot, can put your music in several places, several countries, even if you don't have a full leg.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so much fun.
And Shani, what do you enjoy the most on the stage?
Ooh. I like that with our shows, I feel like it's just a dance party for everyone, you know? It's not like you're watching me and I'm performing. It's like we all just dance together.
Your music, it's been related with the sound of the electronic music from the 90s. How do you feel with this related music?
I love it. I love music from the 90s. I love all kind of music, honestly, but I think that the three of us in Fuckers, me, Jackson, and Ben, have all a lot of really different tastes and different influences. And so I think that we all come together and we bring these different influences to the table. When they're combined, it creates something pretty cool.
And how did you handle this craziness with these gigs and these travels to make the EP? What can you tell us about the process of creating Baggies?
So the EP is some songs that we worked on for the past year. And I think that the EP is interesting because it's not just one sound or one style. It's like six songs that are kind of all different styles, I think. But they're all kind of fun and different in their own ways. So I think that rather than having a super kind of cohesive EP that all the songs sound similar vibe, I think it's fun to have an album that's kind of a little crazy, a little bit of like everything.
And you recorded the EP in New York, correct?
Yes, in Jackson's bedroom and our friend's studio in Chinatown.
Cool. It's this other element from the music industry nowadays. You can make a song in your bedroom, in your house. It doesn't matter. You can put it through the world in a minute.
You can make it on the GarageBand app.
I know. Yes. It's maybe important for some bands to use a big studio, but it's not necessary to do music.
Yeah, I make songs on my phone when I'm taking the train all the time.
And how do you handle the three of you, the element in the stage? Because the three of you are very different when you are playing, each one of you taking care of your sound, of your instrument. But at the end, it sounds like a unity.
Yeah, I think that Jackson and Ben are some of the most talented musicians I've ever played with. They're amazing. And I feel like we all have a good way of supporting each other and highlighting each other on stage. And the songs kind of are structured so that there's a drum break, and then there's like an instrumental part, and then I sing. And it's not just the same thing for the whole show. It's a lot of different kind of different vibes.
Shani, how do you handle as a band the fact that you have these amazing reviews, great media talking about you? I mean, BBC, Pitchfork, Enemy. You were on the cover of Enemy. How do you handle this excitement of have this good press?
It's great. I'm honored.
And
It's great that people feel resonating with it, and like it makes me happy.
but you don't feel pressure about it to be named as the band you have to see in the in 2024?
No pressure.
It's cool to have these people around your fan base, not only regular fans but also media
Yeah,
guys.
it's amazing. And I'm really grateful. I'm grateful that people listen to it, and it's cool,
You will release Baggies, your debut EP, through this label Technicolor, that is part of the Ninja Tune family. How do you feel
Yes.
working with them? Because Ninja Tune is an amazing label for music, for electronic music.
Yeah, they're the best. I love them.
It's very important, the role of independent labels in the music industry, right?
Yeah, totally. And they have so many amazing artists on Ninja Tune that I love, and they've been so great to work with, honestly.
And also, Shani, in Fuckers, you have a very important element in your visuals. Your videos are so great, amazing.
Thank
And
you. I'm
what?
working on another one
Oh,
right
cool. Making the video for Tommy?
now. For I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
But you
No,
can.
that's the name of the song.
Okay, but
Yeah,
maybe you can tell us how you made your previous videos, like "Homie Don't Shake." It's an amazing video.
we just got on the bus, and Jackson filmed me with a video camera. That's it.
It's a like an indie way of making videos, right?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I really like making and editing videos. I just for fun. I like it. And so, I don't know. I feel also that when you kind of have your song and you have a vision for how it looks like in your head, like the easiest way is sometimes to just make it yourself.
Will you publish Baggies in physical formats, in CD, vinyl?
Yes, the vinyl.
Vinyl, cool. It's important to have physical format because that's a better way to listen an album in full, right? It's an
I
experience.
think so, yeah. I think it's cool, and it's something that is becoming kind of lost, in the world because of technology. And I think there's still something really special about listening to an album start to finish on vinyl. It's a different experience.
Of course. And the sound, it's also great if you listen loud, correct?
Oh yeah, maximum volume.
Shani, you will have a very busy fall. You will be playing in Europe. You will play with the Confidence Man. You have your own gigs. You will play in Pitchfork Festival in London and Paris. Gosh,
Yeah.
so many things to do in the fall.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's gonna be so much fun.
And you also play in Fabric in London, correct?
And yes, I think so. I don't
I read that you will play in the legendary Brixton Academy with Confidence Man, that it's an
Yeah.
amazing venue, legendary venue.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
But also in Fabric, that it's so important for music, electronic music, right? For the development
Yeah,
of electronic music.
totally.
You will have a very amazing, brilliant fall. And when will you return to Mexico?
I hope soon.
You have to come with your vinyl. You know that, right?
Yeah. Coming as soon as possible.
I hope the next time you come to Mexico, you play not only in Mexico City, but here in Guadalajara, Monterrey, other cities in the country.
Me too.
And if you play in festivals, that you also play in lots of festivals all over Mexico.
Most definitely.
Shani, congratulations on the EP. I have the opportunity to listen. It blows my mind. It's
Thank
amazing.
you. I'm so glad you like it.
I love it. Even if I can't dance, I have two left feet.
Yes.
But you make me move my head all the time with your amazing,
Oh,
brilliant song. Congratulations.
thank you so much.
Looking forward to listen the album in full, September 6th,
Yes.
through Technicolor label, part of the Ninja Tune family. We will have Baggies, the debut EP from Fuckers. Shani, it's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you. Thank you so much for this chat with Rutas Alternas.
Thank you too. Have a great day.
Muchas gracias, Shani.
Muchas gracias.